race between master and disciples will be presented in English and Chinese, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Croatian, Czech, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精玉的庙宇。中部地区有绿色的美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存着真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
佛摩沙有上千上万的人伫修行观音法门，如今嘛已经因为经济独立甲伊的实力，受到国际上的注目甲尊重，努力修行的功德嘛已经为这片土地带来繁荣甲富裕。唔在修行人的诚心甲功德，苏佛摩沙享受着安定祥和的福报。2007年年初，陈海武上师回应着阮世界会会员成立的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，带来自全世界大约10,000名世界会会员以及贵宾，在佛摩沙欢庆第一年的古历新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。陈海武上师颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何厚生阿瓦雷兹。表彰因伫咧菲律宾对流浪难民所做的牺牲义举。伫庆祝典礼了后，国际站刷落举行。陈海武上师甲世界会会员斗阵打造为全世界的和平祈祷。2007年2月22日是青海日，会员以精彩的表演节目盛大庆祝这个节日。
今嘛，阮邀请你聆听陈海武上师对阮世界会会员所做的开始，主题是主宰家己的命运。1995年10月。从地福尔摩沙西欧，
So now, after Huazi, the man has awakened from his forgetfulness.He became very, 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 very angry. And he beat the scholar out of his house, chased him away, and throw all of his people out of the house, drive them all out. And he wants to kill the scholar who has healed him. So one of the contemporary person at that time, perhaps one of his friends, tried to stop him and then asked him, but why? Why do you do that? Why you went into such a temple and then tried to throw everybody out and beat everybody and then wanted to kill even your benefactor, your doctor? What's wrong with you?You should be thankful that the person had cured you and that your family loved you so much that has even give half of the property for your sickness and to make you become better, a normal person. Why you want to kill and you want to beat everybody? So the man was still angry, explaining that. Actually, they're making me become worse. I don't want to remember anything. Before, when I was forgetful, I was very happy. I don't care whether tomorrow the sky come down, all the earth came up. Mm. And I don't care whether my family has prospered or just has enough to survive. I care about nothing. And nobody can make me angry. Nobody can make me worry. Nobody can make me attached to them. And nothing can provoke my anxiety at all. And I live every day like that. And now, I'm awakened already from the forgetfulness. I'm so worried that all these mundane trouble, all the worrisome things, all the problems, all the anxieties, all kind of trouble will steer my heart and move my mind, and every day will make me headache, will make me live in misery and unhappiness. And now, should I want to be forgetful for one moment, no, I might not be able to do it again. So what is the use of remember all these things? That's how it is. Mm. And then Zigong. Zigong is one of the disciples of Kongzi, who is very much attached to richness and fame and all that. So ask Zigong, huh? Zigong. Even though he was a practitioner with Kongzi, he was still not be able to put down all his greed and, you know, passion for money and fame. When he heard the story, he asked Kongzi, what does it mean? What does it mean, Master? So the Kongzi tell him, you don't understand. And then Kongzi tell Ran Hui, it's one of his disciples, say, you just put down the story. Recorded the story. I guess that the man was probably in a kind of samadhi. Huh? Sometimes people can suspend their memory, suspend their breath and life force for a definite period of time. But because mundane people don't like this kind of person who is out of touch with everyday life, who enjoy himself in his own nirvana. So of course they try every way to wake him up, to be in touch with them again, to share with them all the garbage that they have so much spare. And they can't themselves digest all. Sometimes we sit quietly in samadhi, yeah, or in meditation. We disturb no one. We do nothing wrong. And we do no harm to anybody. But still, people can't bear it. The family members, the society, the friends, can't bear that we sit still and do nothing and be in so peaceful, quiet, and harmless. They'd rather you get up, do something. Anything, do something. Oh, you might go do gambling, you might go drinking, you might do something worse, bad for your body, your spirit, your mind, and your family member, but as long as you do something like them, or let them see your action, they would prefer. That's why we, the practitioner, encounter so many problems, so many obstacles, and so many obstruction and objection from our very dear, beloved circles of friends and relatives. Is that not so?
Yes.
Not all of us, perhaps, but many of us do. So now you understand. Because if we are different from them, they can't bear it. That's why I tell you, meditate in the evening when everyone sleeps. Meditate in the morning while they are still in their dreams. Do not air your virtues, air your holiness, and hang it on your shoulder and let everybody see your purity and your goodness inside. One day we practice well enough, perhaps, then people will not sense it anymore. They will take us as an ordinary person. But even though they are still affected by our practice blessing, by our merit, from the inner power, but they do not disturb us that much. That's why after you practice for some time, your family members, your friends, the society around you became calmer, yeah? Began to cool down and do not notice you that much. They become used to with your vibration. Or you have become elevated into a higher level of consciousness from which they cannot touch. And then all the trouble, all the people's agitation will not reach you. Before, when you first meditate, when you first get initiation, your vibration is strong. And it's mixed with all kind of vibration of the previous currents in your body and in your mind because of the negative power, of the negative tendencies still have residue traces in your body and in your psychic being. So they feel it. They feel there is a struggle. So there is a coarse kind of atmosphere. But after you cleanse everything out, then you only have purity and goodness. Then people don't sense that anymore. It doesn't give them a pressure like when you first begin to practice anymore. So they don't fight. They just enjoy. They feel absorbed in your goodness and your virtues and in your love. So they feel comfortable and secure. So if you go back home after initiation or newly initiation or after retreat, you're strong and powerful. If something disturbs you, you must know that it will pass, it will pass, it will pass. All you need is patience and time. So this person, perhaps he was just get initiated, huh? And then probably he attended a few retreats also. And then he came home, he was so happy. He wanted deliberately and also maybe unintentionally to preserve this kind of blissfulness that he has enjoyed. And he has no intention, no willingness to share the mundane responsibility and problems and complication with his family members anymore. Because who likes that? Who wants to jump back into the mud again after he has been cleansed, purified and perfumed and powdered and pampered and massaged and, you know, warmth and given beautiful clothes and all kind of thing like that? Would he be willing to jump back into the mud again and get himself dirty, filthy and muddy and smell bad? Of course not. To do so would be a great sacrifice. Anyone who willing to do that is a great sacrifice. So perhaps this man is one of those kind, you know, come home and don't want to touch anything anymore. We have inner realization to remember. We have Buddha lens to smile upon, you know. We don't care anymore about what happened around us. But I don't know what this man did to make this person became back to normal. Of course, he can do many things. Huh? He can beat him out of samadhi. He can pinch him. He can do all kind of things. Just like remember the story of Ramakrishna, the master in India, when he was in samadhi for 6 months, he can't move. He doesn't move, and flies make a hole into his nose. He didn't know nothing, and only if now and again he stirs a little bit, and the person who takes care of him must beat him at least once a day or something in order to wake him up a little while. And then shove some of the nourishment down his throat. If he didn't beat him, he would never be able to be a little bit out of unconsciousness and then back into a little ordinary life and then digest the food or open the mouth, etc., etc. So, of course, we can wake somebody out of samadhi by torturing him and hurting him physically, and then or make him cold, make him heat, and then he will... the body will react, thing like that. But what the ordinary people don't know is that the forgetfulness of this kind is a blessing. Nevertheless, not everyone can accept this. That's why many of the practitioners, they went into the Himalaya they rather endure the cold and the shortage of necessities in order to be always in bliss. And even doing that, they also benefit the country and the society in different way, in a subtle way. But still, there are some people who need to be awakened, like that man in the story, in order to share also some of the mundane responsibility as well as the blissful knowledge to other people. If he's always in samadhi like that, and his level is so high, he can never explain anything to his family members how to attain this kind of state of samadhi like himself. He can't talk to them in an ordinary language. He can't make them understand what he understands. So it's also God's will that something will happen to somebody and somebody else could be able to enjoy the blissfulness in the Himalaya, for example. Some have to wallow in the mud in order to drag somebody else out. Someone has to make themselves dirty in order to drag somebody out of the mud, and someone else can enjoy sitting pretty in their house and ordering other people to do. Everything is all right under the sun. So whatever our destiny, we accept and try not to forget it. Try not to be forgetful. Well, even though we want to, it's difficult. Yeah? People will try to wake us out of our forgetfulness and our bliss. It's all right. It's all right to be so too. Try to be as ordinary as possible. But inside, always concentrate and remember your blissfulness, your true nature. And always try to remember the most important things in life. That is knowing ourselves.
欢喜甲各位开悟的观众一同收看今日的师徒之间节目，明仔请更请收看《主宰家己的命运》第三集。焦点新闻了后，将播出更加多正面肯定的节目，请更请锁定无上师电视台。愿你家里所爱的人永远享受着内在和平喜乐。
It has been a joy to have your enlightened presence with us today.On between master and disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Master Your Own Destiny. More positive programming coming up next, right after noteworthy news. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you and your loved one with everlasting inner peace and bliss.